Would like to ask you tonight, if you will, to please turn in your Bibles to the book of James. I would like to read from James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Read one verse of scripture, James 1 verse 17. Before we begin to read and study from God's holy word, I would ask you to please join your hearts together with me in a moment of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the privilege that we have to lift up our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help, knowing that our help comes from the Creator of heaven and earth, the one who is all-powerful and all-wise, the one true and living God. And we're thankful that you're our Father and that you love us with an everlasting love. We're thankful for the great peace that we find in knowing that we have a perfect Father that is perfect in every way, and one who is able to help us and deliver us, guide us and direct us and give us wisdom and everything that we need while we live here in this world. And we pray that you would help us to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, knowing then that we will have all the necessities that we need and that you'll guide us and direct us and help us and bless us. We do pray thy blessings upon all those who are sick and afflicted. We know that you know the needs of every person here tonight. Pray that you'd bless each of them and that you'd touch their bodies and lift them up. And pray that you'd bless those that are unable to be in the house of the Lord, those that are sick and afflicted. We pray that you would touch them and heal them. And we know, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we've seen great power done all during our lives. We see power manifest in the Word of God, but we see in our personal experiences that we have seen the power in the name of Jesus. So we pray that you would bless those who stand in special need this night. And again, we pray now that you would help us as we study thy holy word. Thy spirit would be our teacher. You would guide us and direct us into the truth of thy word, that we might hear and understand and rejoice in thy word. We might praise thee and give thee the honor and glory that's due thy great and holy name. We ask these blessings along with the forgiveness of our sins, in the name that's above every name, in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. James chapter 1 and verse 17. The Word of God says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from God. I know that in this season of the year that we do a lot of giving and a lot of receiving of gifts. Most of us have received one or more gifts during this season that we call Christmas. And I think that it's good to give. If you give out of a heart of love, I think that giving is good. We're taught to give. We're repeatedly taught in the Word of God that we are to give, especially to those that stand in special need. But right here, the Word of God says that every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights. Every good gift you have ever had and every perfect gift you have ever had comes from God. You can divide that up, every good gift and every perfect gift, into a lot of different ways. Some people view that every good gift is every good natural gift, and every perfect gift is every good spiritual gift, perfect gift. The perfect gifts are certainly directly from God. But I want us to understand that whenever somebody gives you something, doesn't matter who gave you something that's good, I want you to know that ultimately it came from God. Every good gift came from God. Every good gift comes from God. So any blessings that you have received, any gifts that you received, any gift that I received, and by the way, my wife told me several times on the way to church, don't forget to thank the church for the gift. I forgot to thank the church, and I do thank the church for the gift. We appreciate how good the church is to us. We appreciate the gift from the body, but we appreciate the individual gifts also. And I was taught, and I think probably all of you were taught, that when somebody gives you something, you're supposed to thank them for whatever they give you. And so I want us to remember that as you have been given gifts, and as I have been given gifts, that I am to thank those people for those gifts. But I also want you to go back and I want you to remember that all those gifts that you thank people for, I want you to go back and I want you to remember that you need to thank God also for those gifts. Because every good gift and every perfect gift comes from God. So though people might give you gifts, God is the one that moved in their hearts, and every good gift that you ever get, that good gift came from God. So you thank the people, but you also need to thank God for every gift that you have received. So go home tonight, because I have not thought so much about thanking God. I thank people. I try to remember to thank people. Sometimes I put it off 2 or 3 days, and then I forget whether I thank them or not. And sometimes I thank people 2 or 3 times, and other times I think I know that I thank them. I know I sent them a thank you note when I didn't send them a thank you note. So some people are older, and you have to forgive them if they think they thank you when they have not. But God is to be thanked for every single gift that you receive. God is the source of all good and perfect gifts. And sometimes God gives those gifts through people, but other times God gives gifts directly from Him, directly to you, and doesn't use people to give those gifts at all. For example, in this same chapter that we're reading from, in James chapter 1, if you'll back up to James chapter 1 and verse 5, James 1 and verse 5, the Word of God says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that," what's the next word there? "That giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." If you lack wisdom, ask God. God is the one who can give you wisdom. Every one of us, children and adults, we need wisdom. We need to be asking God for wisdom. And when God gives you wisdom, you need to be thanking God for that wisdom. Wisdom is a gift from God. There are many of the gifts that are taught in the Word of God. There are many of the gifts that the Bible says that we're to be asking God for those gifts, and that God will give us when we ask Him those gifts. So I would encourage all of you to be asking God for the gifts that God has taught us to ask Him for, and wisdom is one of those gifts that we need to be asking God for. When God made every one of you, and God did make every one of you in this building tonight, when God made you, God is the one who made you the way that you are. By that I'm talking about the genetic makeup of your body. The physical body that was formed in your mother's womb, God made that body. Some of you have minds that are very keen. Others of you are like mine, and your mind is a little slower than others. God makes a difference in all of us. God does not make us all alike. And some of us have many gifts, and some of us have very few gifts. But whatever amount of gifts you have, you need to remember, thank you, God, for what you have given me. Don't be jealous of people who have other talents or other gifts that might be greater than yours. Just thank God for the gifts that He's given to you. Back up in your Bibles just a moment to Matthew chapter 25. In Matthew chapter 25, we have 3 parables. One is the middle parable, is the parable of the 5, 2, and 1 talent servants. And I want you to follow carefully. We're not going to read the whole parable. But I want you to notice carefully that the Word of God here makes it plain that God does not give everybody the same gifts or the same number of gifts or the same quality of gifts. He gives everybody different kinds of gifts. Matthew chapter 25, beginning in verse 14, the Word of God says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called unto him his own servants and delivered unto them his goods." Now this kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling into a far country. This man represents Jesus Christ. "And he called unto him his own servants." And so it is that Christ has servants today, and he calls his servants. And verse 15 says, "And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey." Now God gave one man 5 talents. God gave another man 2 talents, and God gave the other man 1 talent. But God is the one who gave those talents. God is the one who gave those gifts. And whatever gifts you have, doesn't matter if you're a 1 talent servant, you need to realize that is a gift from God. And whatever God has given you, you're to use that gift to the honor and glory of God. You're to be thankful for whatever gift you have. God has given us all different kinds of gifts. The Word of God says that we're to covet the best gifts. That scripture just came to my mind. We're to covet the best gifts. We're to desire. That's the only time I know of in all the Word of God where the Word of God uses the word covet in a good way. We're to desire the best gifts. There are gifts that differ. There are good gifts and there are perfect gifts. And we need to desire the best gifts. We need to desire the perfect gifts. We need to desire the spiritual gifts. Who made you to differ from another? Who made you to differ from another? God did. That question is asked in 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 7. Who maketh thee to differ from another? Isn't God the one that made a difference in giving each of these servants different talents here? God is the one that made the difference in the amount of talents that were given. But God gave to each of them according to their several ability. God gave each of them talents. So God has given you gifts. I want to take just a moment and I want you to tell me what you think is one talent or one gift that God has given you. And I'm talking here about different gifts, various gifts that differ among us. Tell me one talent that God has given you, Brother Robbie. Okay, those are gifts. What else? What has he given you personally, besides your wife and your family? Okay, gave you a lot of mechanical abilities. Did you know people are born with those kinds of gifts? There are some people that they can, even from a little child, they can begin to take things apart and put them back together. And I think it's a gift from God. What are some other gifts? Listen, I tell you, Brother Robbie has a gift of loving those old people. Did you know that? Those old people know, they know that he loves them. That kind of love, he doesn't, you know how much money, it's like he gets an extra $50,000 a year for being kind to all these old people. He doesn't get a penny, not one dime for all the work that he does. And listen, brethren, that's a talent or a gift that God has given him, and he's not wasting that talent. What's someone else? Tell me a talent or a gift that you know God has given you. Brother Philip, what's the talent that God's given you? Okay, he loosed his tongue. Brother Philip came down here the first time that he came down this aisle. He came down, I remember exactly what he had on, cowboy boots and blue jeans and tassels on. He looked like a cowboy, kind of. But he came down the aisle and he came down weeping and crying and saying he wasn't worthy to be a member of this church. And he couldn't ask to be a member, but he just wanted everybody to just pray for him. Some of you, how many are here that remember that? That was a marvelous day, 30 years ago about. And he could hardly talk. He was a very, 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 very shy person. Now God loosed his tongue, and today he's a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he's only able to preach because God took him and loosed his tongue and blessed him with that gift. God, that's a gift that God gave him only after he called him to preach, to be able to get out and do that like that. What's a gift that God has given you? Someone else, tell me a gift that God has given you that's particular to you.
Ability to sing.
Yes, Brother David has the ability to sing. He can lead singing. He can sing solos. He can go to the nursing homes and sing. And all of that singing is a gift that God has given him. And that's a very special gift. And it's a good gift that God gave to him. You need to thank. And we thank God for that gift. And we thank God for the gift that Brother Philip has. We thank God for the gift that Brother Robbie has. What I'm saying, what I'm trying to get across right here is that all over this building, every one of you has a lot of different gifts. Every one of you. And as you think about all the different gifts that we have, you need to thank God for that gift, and we need to thank God for the gift that God has given you in the church. We need to thank the Lord that all of these people that are in this congregation, that God has put them in this building. God has put them in the church, rather. God put them in the church. God added them to the church, and God gave to each one their particular gifts. Now, I want us to go to some other gifts that God has given to us. I'm not talking about through other people now, but I'm talking about gifts that God has given to us, not through individuals, but directly from the hand of God. And gifts that only God can give. Listen, John chapter 14. In John chapter 14, there are gifts that are mentioned here that we need to be thanking God for tonight. John chapter 14. I'm going to ask you tonight, what is the number one gift when we have a time of personal testimony? What is the number one gift that Brother Terry Smith is always thanking God for? Say it again. Peace, peace, peace. That peace that we have in our heart, Brother Terry will testify over and over and over again that to be able to lay down on your bed at night and to feel that peace of God that passeth all understanding, to have peace in your soul is a great, great gift from God. Now look at John chapter 14 and verse 27. John 14 verse 27, Jesus makes this statement. He says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." You know who gives you that peace in your heart? There are two kinds of peace taught in the Word of God. One means peace that is a lack of conflict, no fighting. But the other kind of peace is that peace of God that passeth all understanding. And the book of one of the prophets made this statement that if we would obey God and follow God, we would have peace like a river. And that's the kind of peace that God gives to His people. And having peace in your soul is a tremendous blessing. And if you have peace in your soul tonight, I want to ask you tonight to thank God for that gift of peace that God has given to you in your soul. Back up in your Bible to John chapter 14. Look on the same page. Back up to verses 15 and 16. John chapter 14, verses 15 and 16, Jesus says, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." Now, the comforter is a great gift. Peace is a great gift, but the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, is something that God says, I will give you the comforter if you keep my commandments. There are many of the gifts that God has taught us in His Word that they are conditional gifts. If you want to have the gift of the comforter, you need to keep His commandments. If you want the gift of having Jesus come and abide with you, you need to keep His commandments. Because John 14, 15 through 23, they stress that if you want the Comforter, if you want the Holy Ghost, if you want the Father, and if you want the Son to dwell with you, if you want them to abide with you, then you have to keep His commandments. But that's a great gift, is to have the Comforter to come and abide with us. The Word of God also says this. It's much like wisdom. The Scripture says in James 1:5 that we've already read that if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God who giveth to all men liberally. So if you want wisdom, ask God for wisdom. And now the scripture in Luke 11:13 says that if we being evil know how to give good gifts, do we know how to give good gifts unto our children? I'm going to ask you this question. I thought about this on the way to church tonight. Are there bad gifts? Is there any such thing as a bad gift? There are many bad gifts. There are many foolish gifts that sometimes parents give their children things they do not need. But there are good gifts and there are perfect gifts. And the scripture says, if ye being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? Now John 14:15-16 says that He will give the Holy Spirit, or the Comforter, He will give the Comforter to those who keep His commandments. Luke 11:13 says that He will give the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit, to them that ask Him. And so I believe, brethren, if you look at those scriptures in their context, that when you are keeping His commandments and you ask for the Holy Spirit, I believe God will give you that special gift of the Holy Spirit. And brethren, I need to ask God every day to feel His presence. I need every day to ask God, God, I need the Holy Spirit. I need Him today. I need Him tonight. I'll need Him when I get home. I need the presence of the Holy Spirit. When I have the presence of the Holy Spirit, I also have the presence of peace and joy. And I feel the righteousness of Christ. It's a great blessing to be able to ask God for gifts. You know, when I was a child, I always was taught, don't ask for something. And I know that that's true as far as going around asking people for something. You ought not to go around asking them for gifts, but our Heavenly Father is different than that. He's taught us there are things that we are to ask Him for. It honors Him to ask our Father for the gifts that He has taught us in His Holy Word. Go with me in your Bibles. I want us to think about some of the greater gifts. Look at John chapter 10. We're just escalating in the gifts that we're talking about, and we're going to greater and greater gifts. Look at John chapter 10, verses 27. I'm only going to mention three other gifts, but I want you to think about these gifts. John chapter 10, verses 27 and 28. John chapter 10, verses 27 and 28, Jesus says, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me. And I," what's the next word there? And I give unto them eternal life. Is that a great gift to have eternal life? And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of My Father's hand. Those are some great gifts. Now I want to go to the best gift of all now. Do all of you remember getting a lot of different gifts? How many of you remember as a child getting a lot of different gifts, but you always had your special? You always got one gift that just kind of stood out. We had one. To us, they were rich aunt and uncle, and they always gave us, they didn't give us clothes, they didn't give us shirts, they didn't give us shoes or socks or anything like that. They always gave us the best toy that we ever got for Christmas. And that gift stood out. Well, brethren, there is a gift that stands out above all the other gifts that you might ever imagine. If God were to give you $1 million, Brother Bill, would you appreciate that? If God were to give you a brand new car, would you appreciate that? We think we would. We think we would, and yet we get so many things and we're not as thankful as we ought to be. But God's given everybody here, God's given us something better than $1 million, better than a new car, better than a new home. God gave every one of you a gift greater than all of that. Look in your Bibles in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. The Word of God in the prophecy here is talking about the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was a gift He was a great gift. He was the greatest gift. In Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, would everybody here agree that Jesus is a better gift than a car or a house or anything like that?
Amen.
In Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, the Word of God says, in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." You hear that? "Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." This is a prophecy of the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he would have many different names. The name that's above all names is the name Jesus. But he has many different names. But he is the Son that is given. Unto us a Son is given. And that's the reason the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15, Paul said, Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Now you talk about some good gifts. I've gotten some good gifts. I thank God for those good gifts. God's given me some perfect gifts. I thank God for those perfect gifts. But there's one gift that's better than anything else. And that's God's unspeakable gift. That God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son.
Amen.
I have a lot of things I would give you, Brother David. I would give you any car I've got, any truck I've got. I'd give you most any gun I've got. About four or five I'd keep in reserve. Give you a lot of different things. I'd give you a kidney. I'd give you a lung. But I wouldn't give you my son. I wouldn't give up my son. Does everybody understand the magnitude of the gift that God gave his son? And we need to thank the Lord for all the gifts that God's given us. But we need to remember that God's given us one gift that all our lives here and all eternity we'll never be able to thank Him enough or praise Him enough for His unspeakable gift. May God help us, is my prayer, for Christ's sake.